Welcome to the Lucra Podcast, where we're redefining wealth from the inside out. I'm your host, Mindy Kinnis, inviting you into real conversations on money, mindset, and meaning. Because true prosperity isn't just about the cash. It's about the life you're creating. Please share and enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. I am so stoked for this conversation. This is a new friend of mine, but I recently appeared on her podcast and I was like, that was so awesome. I need to have you on mine. So I want to introduce you today to Hannah Chapman. She is a certified financial planner and a human design business coach. So we're going to dive into all of that fascinating stuff. Hannah, I'm delighted about this. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, it's good to see you again, Mindy.
I know, right?
It's so good. It's one of my favorite things about having a podcast is getting to interview cool people and then we can just keep jamming, right?
Do like, a little swap and continue the conversations.
Yeah. So because your audience can then go listen to the Expansive CEO podcast and hear your episode, which was also amazing and so good. So yeah, go check that out. Should be live by the time this one hits.
Yeah, too, I think so. It will be.
It'll be perfect. Well, like you said, I am a certified financial planner and a human design business coach. And those things are not mutually exclusive. Because,
thank you.
Right? Like part of what, and we'll go into this a little bit. But I mean, I was really, really nervous about quote unquote, coming out of the closet.
Coming out of the like woo-woo closet.
Yes. I was super nervous because I have been in the financial industry since 2006. So coming up on 20 years,
awesome.
This year. And, you know, I mean, I have a lot of mastery. I have a lot of expertise. I'm a certified financial planner. It takes a while to get that designation. All of that. And I was really nervous about bringing in like more, like bringing in me, bringing
you.
In
you,
like my actual, like what I'm passionate about. I am also passionate about helping people have financial security and stability and learning what that is for them. But I think we can't do that fully if we don't know ourselves, if we don't know who we are.
100%. Total. Could not agree more. And thank you for being so open and like vulnerable about that too. Cause a lot of people are in that position of like, you know what, I kind of want to do this or this, but they're afraid to really show their true colors.
Yeah.
And say, oh, I believe this, or I am into that. Okay, cool. But I want to back up with you even before the 2006, like becoming a financial planner. Talk to me a little bit about the journey to do that. Cause that's one, I didn't even tell you this, but that's one of the things that I have later in life kind of thought about doing, because I love, based on my own experience, like figuring this stuff out. I love the numbers and the math and the spreadsheets and the whatever. I've always been that person. But then the underneath side of like the money coaching that I do, I'm like, maybe I should become a financial planner. I never went for it, but I'm fascinated to hear about like, what was the initial urge to do that? And kind of walk me through that entrepreneurial journey that you took.
Absolutely. And first of all, if you ever want to do that, just come talk to me.
I will.
Because X Squared Wealth Planning or Juncture Wealth Strategies, we have
perfect
for people who are cool. Yes. So when I was little, one of my favorite things to do was roll the change that we had in these, like, did you ever have like the giant crayon?
No, but ours was in a big, huge glass jar.
Okay.
All the coins were in there.
Yep. Yep. We also had a 5 gallon, a water jug.
That's what it was. It was a big 5 gallon jug.
Yeah. So we had the big crayon, we had the big jug, and we had change in there. And to be like fully transparent, my family struggled hard when I was little.
Okay.
And this really goes into a lot of what I teach as well, is that we imprint what our financial situation was when we were very, very young. From the age of 0 to 7, we really receive a strong imprint of what we think we're capable of, what we think money is. how it moves, how your experience of stability is when you are 0 to 7 before you even understand what money is,
Right.
makes a lifelong impact. So when I was very little, my parents were starting their own business in the Phoenix area. They were starting a painting business. My dad was a painter, painting literally houses inside and outside.
Which in Arizona is a little crazy, by the way, because it's so hot there.
So hot. It's so hot. So, and I like to, I've like, it's like painting on the surface of the sun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard work. So, I mean, I really, I experienced that. My parents working very, very hard from the time I was very little. I mean, I was 3 when they started that business. And the story that I kind of imprinted was money is hard to make and hard to hold on to, and we don't have enough of it. And in my system, what I learned, later, learning my human design, learning my astrological natal chart, like all of these other pieces, I'm like, oh, okay, I understand how I went the way I did. But I became the child that saved literally every dollar from my birthday from aunts and uncles and grandparents. I saved all of the spare change. I would roll it, right? Like I loved counting money. I loved saving money. I absolutely loved going to the bank. So we would go to the bank, right? And my mom, we would drive through
Well,
and
I
the
love
teller,
this.
right? They had that you like you get the thing and you put it
Yep.
up through the chute and it goes and it goes up. And then the teller would send us back lollipops. And I loved all of that. And when I was, 5 to 10 years old, like my dream job was to be a bank teller and to count money all day.
Is awesome.
Right. And then my other dream job as I got a little bit older was to be a teacher. So I had
Okay.
these two different like,
Perfect.
right. These two different like thoughts. And I was very musical. I'm very musically inclined. My bachelor's degree is in flute performance. And that's actually what I ended up going to school for in college. So throughout middle school, high school, I still, again, I was the child that had like $1,000. I had more in my savings account than my parents did.
Wow.
Like for real, because I didn't spend, I was like, I just hold on to all of it.
Oh my gosh.
And as I grew, I that never really changed or shifted.
Right.
And I worked for my parents. I had my first real job working at Cold Stone Creamery when I was 17. Worked all through college in different ways, but really like my very first entrepreneurial endeavor, like truly like mine of my own, was that I built a flute studio from
Oh,
scratch
wow.
in college. So
Huh.
I had the largest flute studio outside of our like college studio in Flagstaff while I was there.
That's amazing.
It is pretty amazing. Like I give myself kudos for that now. Like
Yeah.
back then it was just trying, I was just working really hard to do it, but like I really I'm proud of, my 19 to 23-year-old self
Yeah.
for doing that and putting that together. And what that led to, really. So when I graduated college, I had a degree in flute performance. I was teaching, I was gigging, so I was playing professionally some here and there. But that was not like steady money, right? That was not going to be what I could actually count on. My husband and I had just gotten married, and my very first job out of college was as a bank teller.
Perfect.
Right.
Dream
So
come true.
dream come true. I was, like, oh, this is it. And as I was working at the bank, this happens to me no matter what I do, but as soon as I started like learning things, I wanted to know about the complicated stuff. I wanted to help the people who had like complicated trust work and the business owners and like what's going on with you. Like that's what I wanted to learn more about and to dive into. And so I did. And I loved it. But then my husband got into grad school in Ohio. We were in Arizona. He got into grad school in Ohio and we're like, okay, so here we go. we're moving. And that was when I started, like, I shifted from banking to financial services. And I got hired at Ameriprise, which is a large broker dealer. And I was there, and my very first attempt at building a book of business was the hardest, most stressful, professionally traumatic thing I've ever done in my whole life
Can
at
you
23.
share a little bit about what happened? I mean, that sounds like a story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's where a lot of my sales trauma came from. And it was hard. I mean, I lost like, I was not, I was very small, and I lost like 20 pounds in 12 weeks from like almost giving myself an ulcer. But I worked hard. And right, like I was all in. I was so like, this is what it has to be. I have to do this. My husband was going to grad school. I was going to be the one that was making money. And like, and it was just like, there was no, it was sink or swim. And so we had 12 weeks to, after getting licensed. So I got licensed, my Series 7, Series 66, life health insurance, all of that within 6 weeks. And passed everything the first time. And then just like, all right, let's go. Let's go. Right. And so I had, at that point, I had 12 weeks to get five clients. And I was making hundreds, literally hundreds of cold calls a week, a night. I was taking what we call fish bowls. So you take a fish bowl literally, and you take it to a restaurant or a business, and you're like, here, can I put this on your counter and people can put their business cards in it? And I was going to every restaurant I could see and placing fish bowls and calling people that would put their card in, and doing lunch and learns, right? And just I was doing everything. I had to learn
Everything.
the full script. We did like full on sales training of, you know, how to do financial sales. And it was, I was working my ass off. I was working so hard. I was getting lots of people on the phone. My managers would constantly be like, how do you get so many people to talk to you? Like, I don't know. But I'm like having all these conversations, was getting people in to have meetings, and no one was converting. No one was saying yes. And I did get one client. My one client was my mom. My mom is the best.
Family always comes through in those capacities.
Right?
Like, I need at least somebody.
Something, something. But true, I mean, really, when I look back at the other people who were in my cohort of like starting out, most of them, like, it was their parents and their sister. And like, literally, like, they didn't even have to really, not that they were working hard as well, but the parents, it was like the minimal financial planning fee, like just the minimum, just a client to say yes. And so they would get their family to say yes. My family didn't have anything. And it was not, and I tried with them too. And they were like, no, we're not going to do that. Except for my mom. And through that process, I mean, it was heartbreaking. Like, again, I almost gave myself an ulcer, literally like throwing up, like not sure what, like, what are we gonna do? What am I gonna do?
And you
How
were so young at that time, too.
was 23.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you might as
It's
well have been a baby.
right. It's so young. It's so young. And I worked so hard, and I have so much natural charisma. Like, that was what was my saving grace, because my field vice president at that office was like, we're gonna, it's gonna be okay. We're gonna find something for you.
That's awesome.
And he was the bridge between, you know, like, he got me an admin role with someone in that office. That was terrible because that advisor was not a nice person. And then he helped introduce me to the next person, who was like, hey, go talk to this guy. He is He's like the field manager for a ton of offices. If anyone needs a paraplanner, he'll know who it is. So I go and meet this other advisor, and immediately he's like, "Well, what if you worked for us? What if you worked for my group? Because we need someone right now." And I was like, yeah, immediate yes.
Right.
Immediately yes. I negotiated my first salary.
Good for you.
Right? Like they came back with, I think it was like $39,000 was the offer. So this was in 2008, early 2008, before the crash happened. And I came back and I said, "Hey, I've looked at my budget like a million different ways, and like 42,000 is what I really need." And this is what I said: "If it wouldn't make a huge difference for you, it would make a huge difference for me. Start at 42,000 instead." And so nervous. But also like grounded in like that's like what I need.
Necessity.
Yeah. And they came back and they were like, "Yeah, we'll do that."
Good for you. That's awesome.
And so it was like I was not an entrepreneur at that point, right? It was like, "Oh my God, I have stability. I can like get my feet under me for a little
Which you
bit."
need that first.
Yes. And then what I also really needed was the time to become an expert.
Yeah.
I needed that time, and I can get to why. Like it's written all over my design. No one was going to listen to me about my fin about finances, about what they should be investing in when I was 23 and had zero life experience. For some people that can work,
Right.
not for me. Like that was not, that is not how my design has ever worked.
Okay, so let's pause right here because I want you to explain for anybody that's listening or watching that doesn't know what human design is. Give them like the little teensy baby crash course on how powerful of a system that can be.
Yeah, so human design is a combination of different mystic traditions, and it synthesizes all of these different pieces into one process, basically, which for my brain, I freaking love that. Anything
Right.
that brings like synthesizing information together, I'm like, bring it all. So it includes astrology, Western tropical astrology, specifically. So if you take your natal astrology chart, that's a big piece of it. It includes the Kabbalistic tree of life, which has like different centers and like channels connecting things,
It's
right?
so cool.
That's the middle of it. It includes the Chinese I Ching or the Tao Te Ching. So it's got 64 numbers, which are the 64 hexagrams of the I Ching. And then it includes, quantum physics as well, and how we connect and relate to each other. And when you bring all of this together, you get this chart. So if you go, and actually, you can go to expansiveceo.com and you can get your chart for free. So there's, show me, give me the guide, I think is what it says, or get my chart. In the upper right-hand corner. So you can get your own human design chart if you've never pulled it. You need your birth date, birth time, as close as you know it, and your birthplace, what city you were born in. And then it will pull your chart for you. And what it shows you, oh, the chakra system, the Hindu chakra system is the other main component here,
I
right?
mean, it's mind-blowing when you think about all those different philosophies and traditions coming into one. I won't say si like the first word that it was coming to mind was simplified. I still don't think it's very simple,
No, I don't
but
think so
it's
at all.
really fascinating bringing all that stuff together. And then really, like, just to summarize that, I, as someone who doesn't know a ton about human design, I can tell you like what my numbers are or whatever. Like we just did this on your show and you're able to be like, oh, here's da 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 da. And Hannah can tell me all these things about me that are right on without even really knowing me, but just
Yeah.
because she knows this is what that means, which is so cool.
Yeah, yes. And within that system, there are five different types of human that you can be. One of them, two types are similar. I am a manifesting generator. So there's generators, manifesting
Just me.
generators. You're a pure
A
generator,
regular generator.
regular generator.
Yeah.
Very powerful, very
Sure.
awesome design.
Whatever you want to call it.
So there's the generator types, manifesting generators and generators. We carry the life force energy of the planet. So we are also 70% of all humans
Oh, that's a ton.
are generators, right? And it's about half,
Interesting.
like half
Okay.
manifesting generators, half regular generators.
Regular.
There we go. Then there are projectors. If you've ever felt like you burn out really easily and you don't know how, if you meet someone who like, how do you do so much stuff at once? I don't even understand. That person is probably a generator and you're probably not. Like, that's a really good clue that if you've been trying to keep up with everyone else and trying to do more all the time and you're just really tight, you're probably not a generator type. And so that would be a projector, are 20% of the population. They're here to be the guides, and help the generators understand how to use their energy more effectively.
I like that.
Then there are the manifestors. They are 9% of the population. And they are here to be the initiators. They're here to have bold new ideas that change how we do things, but they don't have the energy to do the stuff. They are here to have the idea to initiate the change and then
There you go.
bring the generators in who are going to do that work. And then the reflectors are 1% of the population, and they are here to truly be like a mirror for society. So they're very rare. They're only 1%, but they are very important and impactful. So we have these five different types of aura type that you can be. And based on which one you are, like how you respond to life, how you know what's like your aligned next step or not, there are ways that we can like deepen into our own knowing and our own intuition to be able to follow that, so that you're not, making decisions constantly that you're, 5 minutes later, you're like, shit, why did I do that?
Second guessing yourself constantly, all of that.
All the
So
time.
let's fast forward the story to how you eventually integrated these things into one beautiful offering.
Yeah. So fast forward for the next. So this was in 2008 is when I started Ameriprise at this other practice. At that practice, I started in 2007, with the sprint that didn't work out. And I was at that practice for almost 13 years. And through that time, I became an advisor again. I was building my own practice. And I was asked to take over a practice for an advisor who was supposed to be retiring.
Oh, wow.
And it was a very big carrot. Like, oh, this is going to be so easy. All you have to do is come meet these clients, take over, and you'll be making like $350,000 and it'll be super easy.
Yeah, sure, it will.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that carrot. That sounds awesome. And as with anything, that sounds too good to be true. It came with, again, a lot of professional trauma. And when I realized after, a couple of years that I was not going to be able to build the business that aligned with me, that like work with clients that I loved, be able to build the business in a way that I could sustain, and then also be freaking paid for it. Because I was getting paid literally like 40 cents on the dollar, if you want to put it that way,
For how much you're
of
working,
what
yeah.
I was bringing in. I'm like, why would I do that when I could, if I have to build it myself, why don't I just build it for myself and my family?
Yes.
And so in 2021, I left. I left that practice. I launched X Squared Wealth Planning. And where Juncture Wealth Strategies is the boutique RIA that backs me up. And then X Squared Wealth Planning is my brand in front of that, where I get to work with entrepreneurs. I get to work with the business owners that I love to plan for. And I get to market, I get to talk, I get to create in the ways that I want to create. I never in a million years could have had a podcast if I stayed where I was. Because it compliance
Or
wise,
like,
there's just
talked about human design.
Talk about, yeah, like human design would have been like, what are you
What
doing?
are
Like,
you doing?
absolutely not, right? You're in like in any broker dealer or in any large firm, you are in a box and you have to stay in your box.
Which is like most corporate situations,
Right.
you know,
Exactly.
financial or not. Like, if you're working for other people, it's their show and you need to play the part in their show, whatever their show happens to be. And you can either choose to do that or not, but that's the freedom and beauty of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I felt that so deep in my bones that like I can't be myself here. I was masking so hard all the time, and once I realized how hard I was masking, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I had the same experience, like coming out of corporate America. I mean, even things as simplistic, and you would think they'd be obvious. If I come in there and I'm like, oh, this is how we do it. Well, why are we doing this in like 14 steps when we literally could be doing it in 3 steps? Well, Mindy, because that's how we do it.
That's how we do it. Yeah.
Why? It never made sense to me. It drove me crazy. So I get it.
Yes. Yeah. And then on top of that, like add the layer of, well, you aren't building this the way that we think you should be, or as fast as we think you should be. So you're failing.
Yeah.
And I was told to my face, you're not going to be good at this. We thought you were going to be successful, but we don't think that anymore.
So clearly, those people you were working with were, not maybe the best leaders.
Right, exactly. I mean,
Like that's not all on you. Like that's a deal for them.
yeah. And so, and at the same time, I am very, very grateful for all of the experience I was able to have, all of the things I was able to learn, and even for the hard that happened in, 2019, 2020. Before I, because if it had been just a little bit easier, I would have stayed. Right? If it had, if the temperature had stayed at like
Yeah.
just under boiling, I would have been like, all right, I'll stick it out.
It's manageable. I'll handle
Right?
it. I get it. Yes. But thank goodness then they turned it up and you were like, no.
Right. I was like, I'm out of here. And that was the point at which I launched, so January 29th of 2021, and not very long after, I mean, I think it was March or April of that year, I discovered human design.
Cool.
And so I was in the throes, right, of starting my practice, bringing new clients on, learning how to market myself the way that felt good to me. Trying to, trying all these different like niche markets, just, trying to figure it out. And again, going through the dark nights of the soul, screaming into pillows, like crying, feeling like I was going to throw up, like it's never going to work. So much, like working through so much fear, all the time
Let me
through that.
pause you. Let me
Yeah.
pause you right there because that is a reality for all of us that have built something. How did you work through that? Because I always like, people and a lot of times when they're telling their story, I was like, I worked through this. I'm like, okay, great. The people that are listening right now may be in it. So
Yeah.
let's see if we can give them some tips, some strategies. Like what worked for you, basically?
Yes. Okay. So the main things, one, I had a really amazing coach. I had a really amazing business
So
coach.
important.
I couldn't have gone through it without her. Because there was so much, there were so many things that were difficult.
There are so many things that were that like I like so
It's
many.
yes, like just from the selling to like bringing out, like there was one client who I really didn't want to bring on, but she wanted to come with me, and I was having like almost an anxiety attack, like and it was like her support, my business coach, of like, what do you want this to feel like? Who do you want to, do you want to bring people on from the start that you know are not aligned or not?
Right. I call that bad money. Like, am I
Yes, exactly.
no.
Exactly. And I had that conversation with her that it's not going to be a good fit. I can't bring you with me.
Nice.
And it was like, again, every conversation I had, when I honored my intuition and had the conversation, said what I expressed, what I knew I needed to express that I was like shoving down. So that's a big piece of it. A big piece of moving through that was like learning to say
Your
what I,
truth.
you speak the truth of what's coming up that I would always like shove down.
Which I think, especially for women, but society, we are taught to shove it down and just get on with it and, keep going. And so, yeah, like you are not alone in that.
Right. And it's very difficult to switch, like to make that switch consciously, conscientiously, in a way that, it's like getting past all of the perfectionist people pleasing tendencies, like all of that, right? So one was having my coach, having her support in expressing myself the way that I knew I needed to. The second part was, I was just thinking about this the other day. When I started to learn how much my thoughts were just like running rampant all the time, right? Like the fears, the quiet, like just when it, and it was like,
Amazing when you start paying attention to that stuff.
it was a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And so I started, I wouldn't necessarily call it a meditation practice, but it was like listening to myself and like checking in with my body like throughout the day. And if I was feeling anxious, if I was feeling anything other than like good, it was like, okay, I need to take a break and I need to, and so I would meditate. And so
Nice.
that's why I say it's not like I got up every morning. It was like, I'm going to do a body scan.
Yeah, as
Detox.
needed.
Yes. And then do what I need, like take care of my body in whatever way it needs. So I would take like these little 5 or 10 minute meditation breaks throughout the day. Anytime I was feeling like starting to feel, my energy like
I
ramping
call
up.
that antsy. Like, if I'm antsy, especially when I'm trading, I have to step away. Like, hunt. I have to. So I know that feeling quite well.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's, what is that actually? It's nervous system regulation.
Right.
We're not taught that. I wasn't taught that.
Nobody, well, today
Now.
people are, but back when we were growing up, no. If you said nervous system regulation back then, people would be like, what?
What's wrong with you?
Exactly. Some weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, that's what I was doing. I wouldn't have called it that then. I didn't really know. But I was regulating my nervous system over and over throughout the day, just giving myself that time. Because I remembered my husband asked me once, he was like, "Well, how do you know when you need to go take a break?" And I was like, I feel it. Like when I'm starting to feel antsy is such a good word for it. It's like jumpy, like on edge. If I have an email that comes in that hits me and then I'm like, freak
Yeah,
out.
like,
Yeah. We don't need to freak out. We need to go calm
settle
down.
down.
We
Exactly.
need to calm down and then come back to it. Nobody else can tell me to calm down, but I can tell myself to go calm
Right.
down. Right. And so especially through that first year and second year, but like really, especially that first year, it was a lot of learning how to regulate and
Nice.
learning how to move through fear. And not in a way, I will say, where it's like, I don't believe it. I personally don't believe in feel the fear and do it anyway. And push it and like what I think that does, I think that steamrolls our inner child, that steamrolls our intuition.
Right, and avoids a lot of the like messages or signals or indications from our body or our feeling, emotions, whatever it might be. And it's just like, oh, that doesn't even matter. Hello, those are there for a reason.
Right. Exactly. So there is a different way to move through all of that where you are honoring everything you're feeling, working and processing through it, and then you can then you know if it's okay, I really am just worried that because I've never done this before,
Right.
right? Like that's you, then you can start to determine what it is. What is your intuition telling you? Oh, it's giving you information, it's giving you nuance, it's giving you, or it's giving you a full, like, hell no, don't do this, right? Like, you can start to determine that. And then you can also determine when you're just like, ah, I'm just like excited, nervous, and I haven't done this before.
Yeah.
And so with all of that happening at once, I was also diving so deeply into human design and couldn't get enough. Could not, like, it was one of, when I get excited about something, I want to
What
know.
is your, do you know what is your Enneagram? Because
I
that
would.
sounds like a seven. That's a very seven trait, is like once we're interested in something, it's like we're all in on that thing.
I've had someone like kind of like think I was a seven, and then I got typed, and I feel pretty good with this, as a like a, as a one.
Oh, but that makes sense. I can,
It's
that
like the
definitely
seven,
makes
like the
sense.
seven has a, it has like a relationship with the seven, right? I don't know.
Well, I mean, they all do, but yeah, I could do, I understand you as a one. That makes sense.
Yeah, and that the first time I did my Enneagram, I thought I was a three, and I cried.
It's not like there's no bad type.
I know. It was so interesting though. And to the point where they're all within us at all, right? Like it was like
True, exactly.
the shadow pieces of the three felt so, I like felt so convicted.
That is such a, but you know what? That makes sense because, like, if you're more of a one would feel like that about the three. That's
Oh,
hilarious.
that does make sense. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
So yeah, when it was one of my good friends who did the Enneagram training and
Oh,
helped
nice.
people, she did a typing interview with me, and she's like, "Ah, you're," she said I was a one partially because the other, like, most, if I was actually a three, like, she's never once heard a three even know what the word conscientious means. Like, I describe myself as conscientious, and she's like,
Like, you're definitely not that.
yeah, she's like, that's a very one thing to say. I was like, okay.
Okay, so let's dig into this piece about coming out with the human design piece, 'cause I think a lot of my audience, just because I have like tried to figure out that balance for myself and in my business, and in some ways have been public about that process, and in more ways recently, I'm like, just hey, this is what we're doing. But I'd
Right.
love for you to talk about like that process, finding the comfort to just speak your truth and be like, this is the way that I do it. Like, who cares what all of these other people think? I think that'd be so valuable for our audience today.
Yeah. Well, it started with one, diving into it for me, right? And knowing myself, and then literally like practicing and using my strategy and my authority and understanding me, and then like using that in my business, and learning, my kids' designs and my husband. When I learned my husband's design, he's not even into this stuff at all. And at the same time, it was like, it was so enlightening for me as to how,
How?
yes,
Yes.
like so much of
I get it.
how I naturally make decisions, how he naturally makes decisions, how we had made each other wrong for decades. We've been together, it was 17, so 20, it'll be 24 years in
Which
August.
is amazing. I mean, the fact that you guys met so young.
Yeah, we met before that even, but we started dating when I turned 17, and he was 17. We were seniors in high school. But like, yeah, just like understanding these different things about how we each just naturally work. I was all in, right? And to see it shift, and how when I started to shift, and when I started to honor me and my design, how that changed things in my relationship with my husband, with my kids, with my clients, with how I was showing up. Like, I was just mind blown. So from there, from me doing it, And I'm a 6-2 manifesting generator. So that me doing it, the 6-2 is the role model slash hermit. Six is the role model, two is the
Oh yeah,
hermit.
isn't mine the same? I
You're a
think it was.
6-2.
Yeah, I think it was the same.
So a huge aspect of that, and this is why people didn't come to me when I was 23.
Because you hadn't done it
I
yet.
have to go through it. It's they're like, you're not a role model yet, like tiny child. It was, and once I learned that, it was like I couldn't have done this any other way.
Yeah.
I had to learn the ropes. I had to cut my teeth somewhere else. I had to have that experience. Because now it's freaking easy, right? When I say I've been in the financial industry for almost 20 years, people are like, "Oh, yeah, of course you know what you're talking about."
Right.
I don't have to prove anything.
Yeah.
And when I then started, so I had to do it first. I'm a 6-2. I have to go first. I have to lead from example. I can't be like, "Oh, you do this and that, and do as I say and not as I do."
Right.
It doesn't work for me. Or any other 6-2 or any other six line.
I was gonna say, like, I went through all the stuff I went through, and I'm so much. I'm able to so much better serve my clients for that.
Right.
So,
Exactly.
yeah, I get it.
And so from there, I started like I was so excited to share it with people, but I was also super nervous. And so I knew I had a few clients. I marketed to heart-centered entrepreneurs.
Okay,
And
so you're
so,
like close already.
right. Yeah, I already had like plenty of clients who were like totally into it already, or hadn't been introduced to it, but were open to it. And so I like here, if I thought someone would be safe, I would say,
Cool.
"Hey, do you want to look at this with me?" And if they were like, "Oh yeah, let's look." And then it was
Game
like
on.
opening the treasure chest, right?
Yeah, totally.
So fun. And so that was a piece of it as I started, practicing with my clients and giving them, little like, try this, try that, see if it shifts, see what works for you. And sure enough, they started having some of the similar results that I was having
Cool.
and building their businesses. Because again, from the wealth planning side, and at this time I only had X squared. So I was a financial planner. I was a CFP, and I still am a CFP and a financial planner, but that was the only thing.
Right.
It was like, so I had to get clients who just wanted the financial planning and investment management piece. And so this is very weird. I'm going to say that, but like, this is very weird to add to financial planning, right? And investment management.
But also perfect because it sets you apart in the marketplace from all the people who are just straight up standard financial planners. And so the people who, and I think this, I had a hard time with this. You may have too, based on our conversations, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. We think when we really want to help everybody, right? And we want to cast this huge wide net. And now, when I'm working with newbie entrepreneurs, newbie coaches, there is that hesitancy of like, well, I don't want to make my net too small by saying, oh, like I do this human design stuff or whatever it is for them. And that's the exact thing that works best for business because the people who resonate with that you are presenting are the perfect clients for you anyway. And oh, P.S., you don't necessarily want those other yahoos anyway.
No, it's going to be a bad experience
Yeah,
for everyone.
exactly. But it's like so scary to think about, well, why would I limit my audience or why would I condense this into a weird, random woo-woo niche? Well, no, that's exactly what you should do.
Yes. And that is, so we're getting there. We're getting there
Yeah.
because like as I started like sharing and seeing it work, and I was in a mastermind where we were, it truly was like five of us that would come together and like talk about things and help each other.
Nice.
I started like practicing in there too. I'm like, well, what if we look here and you're this type and you're this type, and what if we talk about, and what was that? So it's 2025. So in May of 2023, pretty much all of, so 2021, I am diving in. 2022, I am holding back. I am like, so, I love it, but I'm so
Like ready
scared.
to burst at the seams, probably.
Right? Yes. And then in 2023, it was the year I was so, 2022, I created Expansive CEO. and started make had some offerings for business owners of how to create financial stability in your business outside of like people who weren't ready for the financial planning, right? It's like, how do you create that stability financially in your business? Here it is. And that's on the website. It's created, it's all there, it's great. But that was the impetus for Expansive CEO. And then in 2023, it was like, oh, gosh, I actually had a solar return reading, I think, in the beginning of 2023. And all of this was like
So
just
obvious.
so obvious, so laid out of like where things were going to go. And I knew it. So I was like, I have to bring it out. I have to start talking about this. I love it so much. And, like I was like kind of covertly doing it, but not overtly, not out loud.
Right. That's I was there for, I don't know, almost 2 decades.
Yeah,
I get
right.
it.
And so in 2023, I decided, I was like, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to create a mastermind and just and to teach and all of this and teach human design and how we, the prosperity sequence and the gene keys and how we bring it all together and how we, help build our business with it. And so I launched, it was in July of 2023. I did a month of free masterclass of like the prosperity sequence, what it means. Let's do an
Nice.
overview. And so I just went full out. I hadn't put it on my website yet. I hadn't like recreated my website enough to be like human design and financial planning, but I had started putting it on LinkedIn. I started talking about human design openly. And that in August of 2023 was when everything opened up. It was immediate. It was
Wow.
people immediately were like, this is what I've been wanting.
I
And
love
I was like,
it.
yeah, I was like, oh, I will also share that I think it was from August 2022 to August 2023, I did not get one new client for an entire year. And I was freaking the fuck out. I was like,
And then you open
holy.
the doors to like what you really should be doing, and the world is like, hello, thank you.
Yes, the universe was like, this is people were telling me, they were finding me because they were Googling human design and financial planning. And
Which,
I'm
who would even think about that?
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? But I'm the only result in Google.
Amazing.
So, yeah. And as I was, because I already had created this process, right? I had created this really supportive process for financial planning, really like taking people through in a way that's gentle, that they can really like have an experience that's totally different from anything they've experienced before
Yeah.
with financial planning, with understanding their finances, with moving forward with their own decision making, and then being able to incorporate human design, like what your design is. What your authority is, what your prosperity keys are, was just like such a natural fit. And what I wanted, what I desired at that time was like, I only want to work with people who are excited about this,
Yeah.
who are excited about this combination, who, when I send out my questionnaire and it says, one of my questions for the initial exploration call is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how interested are you in exploring the emotional and spiritual connection you have to money? I want to work with people who are a 10.
Yes.
And that's every once I had one woman that found me from my podcast. It was awesome. She listened to my podcast for like a year, and then she had an inheritance come up, and that was the triggering event for her. And she was like, she's like, I know my human design, I know my kids' human design, I know my husband's.
Nice.
And it was great. And so she was a full 10 on that. And her husband was like, six.
That's
Like,
okay.
that's fine.
Yes.
So it's, like, do I work with other people? Yes, I do. But pretty much at least someone in the relationship is like, oh yeah, this is why. This is because you have the expertise, you have the longevity, you know what you're talking about on the logical side, but then you also bring this very human, very emotionally intelligent, emotionally connected, spiritually
Compassionate.
connected, compassionate side.
Yeah.
And they need each other It's not, it really, like, the industry has gone so far in the logical side that we are now, like, people have the worst stories, and they bring so much baggage, which is fine. Like, I ask about that too. Like, have you had experiences before? Tell me what that was like working with a financial advisor. And it's just like, yeah, we need a different way. And so
Totally.
this does, like, it is a completely new take on, something that is so traditional, so straight-laced, so 70-year-old white male
Yes,
dominated.
thank goodness. Thank goodness.
We need it. We need that energy. And yes, I mean, since then, since August of 2023, I mean, I've had to put, like, so little effort into bringing in. I get new clients every single month in the amount that feels good to me. I have coaching, so I do, like, the financial planning, right, and investment management. And then for people who are like, I'm good on the financial planning side, but I really want to understand this for my business, great, let's do some business coaching. So it's just like, it's just fun. I enjoy it so much that it's not work.
Exactly.
I just get to do this. I get to, like, use my expertise. I get to use my heart, and I get to create this safe nest for people to explore topics that tend to be very, very scary, that they tend to close up around. They can open up with me. And it's such an honor. And it's also just, again, like, right in my zone of genius to be able to hold that compassionate space.
And I so see that in you, and I totally get it because that's how my work feels right now. It's just like, oh, okay, if I could have just figured that out, 18 years ago when I started.
Right.
But as to your point, we couldn't have because we needed to go through that whole thing. So,
Yeah.
Hannah, we could obviously talk about stuff for like 14 more hours. However, I want to ask you two final things. The first is, what would you say to people who are in a spot right now, listening, watching this, where they are really scared? Maybe it's because of a money situation, or maybe it's because of like their heart is leading them somewhere that they're really afraid to actually showcase. Whatever the situation is, they're in the fear. I want to know what you would say to them. And then lastly, tell people where they can find you online, because I guarantee that some people after this conversation are gonna be like, I need to know her.
Love it. I love meeting people. When you're in the fear, when you are having those days or weeks or months, or, like I said, I went through a whole year where I didn't get a new client, and it was scary.
Scary AF. I mean, it is terrifying.
Yes. And I also knew that I was holding back something that I needed to express. Not necessarily that I needed, it's not like, what aren't you saying necessarily, but there's something in you that is meant to be expressed, that is meant to be shared with the world. And so many times that fear is the fear of being seen. And so if there's something that feels that when you hear this, if that resonates and you're like, ah, yeah, that was it. Fear of being seen. How can you take a little step in that direction, right? Again, nervous system regulation. How can you take a little step and see that, oh, that was okay. I was okay. I was okay to make a reel about it, right? And just put a reel out there. That was fine. Okay, what if I do it again? What if I, right? And then you give yourself that experience of, I said what was on my heart and it was okay. I expressed the thing that needed to be expressed, and it was okay. And I'm, regardless of anybody else's reaction,
Who
I'm
cares?
okay. I lived. I survived.
That's the thing. I was just thinking as you were saying this, I used to have a client. She was very, very young at the time. She was, I don't know, 18 or something when I was working with her. And she would always say, well, I didn't die. And like fear in our minds, like sometimes equals death, even if it's putting out a reel on Instagram. It's like, no, you're not gonna die, but we feel that way. Like it's that scary. So just the fact that you can remind yourself, hey, I made it through that. I'm okay. Like
Yes,
just those
yes,
things.
yes. And you are consistently giving yourself the experience of I'm okay.
Right.
I can do new things, I can do challenging things, and I am okay. Especially if you're listening and you're building a new business, or you're making a big pivot in your business, right? I mean, I made a big pivot and it was scary. And I am on the other side of it to say it's literally better than I could have ever imagined. Couldn't even have imagined. 5 years ago, if you had told me 5 years ago when I was in the midst in 2020, when I was like in the research phase of like, I don't know what I'm doing next, but I can't be here. If you had told me what July of 2025 looked like, I would have been like, well, take me there now, first of all.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
Yeah, but also like how, oh my God, how did we do that?
And you did.
And it's taking the step, just that next step, and no, and then grounding into the fact that you're okay. Next step, you're okay. Next step, you're okay.
So good. So good. So where would you like to send people that need more of Hannah Chapman?
Probably the easiest place, because it'll then take you to everywhere else, is hannahrchapman.com. It's my name, HannahrChapman.com. And then that will take you. There's a link to Expansive CEO. There's a link to X Squared Wealth Planning. You can listen to the podcast, the Expansive CEO podcast, right on the website there. And then, yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, everywhere. Wherever you hang out, but I would really, yeah, let's start with hannahrchapman.com and check out the vibe, see what you need, and then funnel yourself from there.
Perfect. So for everybody watching, listening, I will link to all of those things so you can find Hannah wherever you want to hang out online. And Hannah, this was awesome as I knew and expected that it would be. So thank you so much for sharing your story, your wisdom, and your heart with my audience.
Thank you for having me, Mindy. It was such a joy. Like, not even, how did an hour go by already? I don't know.
Don't know.